It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. As regular listeners to this program know, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies that they never get tired of watching, including this one from one of the founding members of the rap group, the Wu-Tang Clan.
What's up? How y'all doing out there? My name is DaRizza. I'm a film director. And one of the films that I've seen a million times is The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, starring Clint Eastwood, Lee Van Cleef, Eli Wallach, directed by Sergio Leone, and music by the great, great Morricone. The first time I saw The Good, The Bad, The Ugly had to be with my grandfather, actually, who was a big Western fan. And well, the first time I saw it, it was just the coolness of the gun shooting and everything like that. But as I watched it again, you know, in my teenage years, I was just blown away by the way the scenes were set up, the way the characters were all just uniquely separate, but yet had to come together, you know what I mean?
There are two kinds of people in the world, my friend. Those with a rope around their neck and the people who have the job of doing the cutting. Listen, the neck at the end of the rope is mine. I run the risks.
You may run the risks, my friend, but I do the cutting.
But someone who's never seen this film, this is a film by three different individuals, all out for the same thing, which is money.
Hey, amigo, you know you've got a face beautiful enough to be worth $2,000?
Yeah. But you don't look like the one who collected.
If I had to pick one scene, which is hard, this is a hard one to pick one scene. But let's just say one of my coolest scenes is Eli Wallach when he's in the tub and a guy comes in, boom.
I've been looking for you for 8 months.
He had shot the guy and the guy couldn't shoot with his right hand no more.
Whenever I should have had a gun in my right hand, I thought of you.
But now I know how to shoot with my left.
Now I find you in exactly the position that suits me.
But why, by the time he finishes saying what he's going to say, Eli Wallach says, shoot something.
When you have to shoot, shoot, don't talk.
Then there's a music sting. Then Clint Eastwood comes with the great line.
Every gun makes
every
its own
gun has its own tune. When I watched it on DVD, this is when I really learned to appreciate the film. Because by now, TV screens got bigger. And you can see the scope of the cinematography and of the wide shots, and I was able to catch the barrenness of these cities or these villages. It's funny, this movie is to me an American classic, even though it's an Italian film.
That's the RZA talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Sergio Leone's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. The RZA directed and co-wrote the new film, The Man with the Iron Fists, which opened in theaters this weekend.